Right now it's time to bring in the man with the weather plan, Pat Pagano. As I was sitting in my house yesterday, lots of rumbling from thunder, but it didn't. The sun was still out in my house, so obviously thunderstorms were very close to me yesterday.
Yeah, they were all around. They were popping up here and there and all over the place. But in the meantime, the next few days will be absolutely just gorgeous. I can't stress it anymore. They're perfect. June days, sunshine, low 80s. You know, we're not looking too warm into the 80s. Maybe 80, 81. Clear tonight. Near 50. That means 40s are definitely possible. Sunny Thursday, 80. Sun and some clouds, low 80s on Friday. Now, front comes in on Saturday. It'll be hazy and humid with some showers and a thunderstorm. Originally, I put it in the afternoon. Now I'm going to take that out because there could be showers as early as Saturday morning. And the high 80 to 85, your Father's Day will be partly sunny, less humid, and the highs will be in the 80s. So the only unsettled day through the weekend is Saturday.
All right. Very interesting thing. I purchased a new car on Monday.
Yes, I remember you telling us.
And so I have the climate control set at 71. Okay, that's where I have it set on automatic. So this morning, I come out to the new car. Mm-hmm. I get in it, start it up. The seat is already warm, and the steering wheel is warm. So I said, geez, did I leave something on? So I have a very quick look through the instructions. No, what this car does, as long as you leave the air conditioning and the heating, this unit, at a set level on automatic and you set the temperature, the car detects when it's colder than that and if it needs to maybe warm up the heat a little bit and put some heat on the steering wheel.
which means it uses your battery, and if you didn't come out and use it for a day, what would happen to your battery?
Well, I think it will reset. You know what I mean? It resets after a certain amount of time. Okay. It was like,
that's pretty cool.
it was a nice feature. Yeah. There's like, but you know, there's so many different things that you have to learn. That the book, they don't even give you a book, okay? But they also give you videos to learn what the car does.
Right. Now, what make is your car?
It's an Explorer XLT.
Okay, so, because what you could also do, if you don't want to go through each one of the videos, just go to YouTube, type in your car, and there'll be people doing reviews from outside to inside. And they'll go over the whole thing in a lot less time. If there's any specific thing that you need more, more instructions on, then you could do that. I did that, and I found out a lot of things about my car that I did not know. So, and the Rogue, the 2021 Rogue, they pulled out all the stops on that. I mean, they have everything in that car. It's incredible. You know all the assist stuff.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Lane assist, this assist, that assist. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff to be learned. And yeah, by the way, that GPS, like you said, in the car, that works basically off your phone, is really, really good. Very accurate.
Yeah, I just know that this car has all those. It even has automatic headlight dimming, I haven't had in a car since, you know, my father had that in his Lincoln Continental back in 1960. There was a big thing on the front windshield on the dashboard, and it looked like a hood ornament, but it faced out. But the problem back then with the automatic headlight thing, if you came upon a billboard or anything that reflected light, it would dim the lights.
Oh, right. Right, well, that's what it was made for.
Yeah. But now, there's so many things I have to learn, and I only have a 9-mile ride in and a 9-mile ride home.
Yeah, you have to do it. You have to do it when you're not driving to and from the station.
But,
so, you know, and maybe you just sit in the car. That's what I did. In the Rogue 2021, the gear selector is electronic and it's square, and it's right there in the middle. And what's interesting is if you want to drive, you know, put it in drive, you just tap it down and you're in drive. If you want to put it in reverse, you hold the button on it and bring it forward and it goes in reverse. And if you want to put it in park, you just press the button on the top and it's immediately in park, which is great because since it's electronic, they freed up underneath it. So you have storage space underneath the gear selector, like a huge tray that you could put your sunglasses in, your maps, whatever you want. And plus they have a nice convenient area to put your cell phone on the top and, you know, and a little USB so you can plug that in at all times. They really pulled out all the stops. I mean, I think I'm very, very happy with you. You sound happy with your car. Of course, the big test is going to be this winter.
It's going to be, and I got, years ago, my first brand new car purchase was a Ford Probe, all right, at McLean Ford, which is now Northeast Ford, which is where I got this. And the Ford Probe was a beautiful, deep electric blue, all right? That's the color of this. It's a beautiful, deep
blue,
electric like blue. Yeah, it's
one of my favorite colors. Yeah,
it's gorgeous. It is gorgeous. And
what color is your interior? Cream?
No, I got the light gray leather interior.
Nah, nice.
Yeah. So, I didn't get it. It came with the car. I didn't expect to buy a car. I, like I said, I went there just talking to the owner, Lam Rubin, and I said, you know, I saw a car there, so I said, you know, I always wanted to buy that, so they bought it up, and I just drove it around, and then they bought an Explorer up, and they said, hey, see what you like about this? So I said, I got out of the car, and I came in, so I said, yeah, that's really nice, it's beautiful. They said, well, if you want it, you can have it in an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, I mean, but it's an SUV.
Yeah, so I didn't really go in wanting to buy a car.
An SUV, right.
But I did. But
I did. Well, Ford Explorer has always had a very good reviews and right. Consumer. Actually, I think they've had better reviews than some of the more, extravagant models that compare with it. But I won't go into that. But I have to tell you that back in March, and you know this, I sent my application into Social Security to change my name to my birth name.
Yep.
Remember, talked about? Well, I continue to call them once a week. I called the supervisor of operations and left a voicemail twice. Nobody has gotten back to me. Zero. So I wrote to our
representative,
and this is this morning. And I'm really hoping, I told him I'm sorry to have to bother him, you know, with such trivial problems, but I'm so concerned about my original birth certificate and my passport. Not even so much my passport as my original birth certificate. And I don't really care if they change my name at this point or not. That's not the point. Just tell me you have my original birth certificate and return it.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break now. How long are you going to use the excuse of COVID? I mean, Governor Cuomo came on yesterday and declared the entire state a herd immunity and all restrictions were lifted.
Yeah, they had fireworks all throughout the state.
They did.
Yeah.
They had them in Nyack here, not close to us. They had them in the city. So it was really, really great. So now let's get off the kick with right. You know, due to COVID, because everybody you call, you get a voicemail.
Yeah.
Due to COVID? Yeah, okay, thanks.
You're right. I no longer carry my masks with me. I just don't. I'm double vaccinated, and you know what? If I get COVID after being double vaccinated and making it through the past year, then I deserve to get it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, there are still supermarkets around here that require the mask.
Well, I can see a supermarket. I can see places like that have a ton of people in there. They don't want to be sued, but still, people have to start coming out of this now and starting to live once again and not, you know, not panic and be like we were, should have been like we were about like a year ago. Right. Time for us to open up.
And I think it's great news. I mean, did you realize that our positivity rate average 0.4?
Yeah, Connecticut's like 0.7. Yeah, it's very, very, very low.
Very, very, very good. Considering New York City was 48.
Yeah, at one point.
A year ago in March.
So, you know, people just have to relax and come on out of it. Well, wrap up this great forecast for the next 2 or 3 days.
I could wrap up this forecast using one word. Want me to use the one word? It's not nice.
It's
splendiferous.
Splendiferous. We haven't heard that from you in a while.
Exactly.
Well, we'll continue on with the splendiferous weather, and we'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.